Angle of Impact by Bonnie McDougall. For my daughters, Allison and Jordan, who are more than I'd hoped for and better than I deserve. Certainty generally is illusion, and repose is not the destiny of man. Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr., The Path of the Law, 1897. Angle of Impact. 1. The landing gear lowered and locked as the red-eye from Los Angeles eased into its final approach to Philadelphia. The sun was rising over New Jersey, and rosy, liquid light poured over the Delaware River like an iridescent oil spill. Slowly, the dawn backlit the heavens to reveal a cloudless sky. Dana Svensson all but pressed her nose to the window to see it. There'd been no California sunshine for her. For a month, she'd gone from courtroom to conference room to hotel room without a glimpse of the light of day. But she was home at last, flush with victory and eager to gather up her children for 2 weeks' glorious repose at the shore. The giant who sprawled over both armrests in the seat beside her had already found his repose. He was a lawyer, past 30, but he slept as soundly as a little boy, even as the plane taxied to the gate and chimed dismissal. Dana leaned over and whispered, "Travis, wake up. We're home." He came awake like a piece of earth-moving equipment, instantly ignited and all systems go.
"I wasn't asleep,"
he said in his usual deep-pitched slur, as his head levered up on an 18-inch neck.
"Just resting my eyes."
"Right, for the past 2.5 hours." She got to her feet and rose to a full 5'10". She was an eye-catcher still, with hair a pale blonde and eyes a clear, sharp blue like the hot point of a flame. But with her 40th birthday approaching, no one was going to mistake.